You've heard your evangelical friends talk about it. You've seen the preachers on TV and social media preach about it, saying it's coming soon. The glorious 1,000-year reign of Christ. But here's the problem. It already happened. The millennial reign spoken of in chapter 20 of the book of Revelation is not our future, but our past, because the 1,000-year reign was Christendom. If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Matt and Patrick Rindell. You can also like and follow us on Facebook and X. The links for both of those are also in the description. In the book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse of John, chapter 20, verses 2 and 4 say, "And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom judgment was committed. Also I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony to Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or its image, and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Most modern Christians, especially in evangelical circles, have been taught that these passages refer to a future earthly kingdom, a literal 1,000 years where Christ physically reigns on earth after a second coming. But that's not how Christians understood it for most of Christian history. In fact, the Catholic Church has condemned the idea that Christ will physically reign for 1,000 years, return to heaven as the devil is released, then return again to defeat him, which is what this interpretation requires. The Catholic Church says that Christ will return once, defeat the devil, and that's it. After that, it's the general judgment and the end of time. So what about this 1,000-year reign that happens before that? The dominant interpretation of Revelation chapter 20 for over 1,000 years comes from one of the greatest minds in Christian history, St. Augustine of Hippo. Augustine did not believe the 1,000 years was a literal future political kingdom ruled directly by Christ in bodily form on earth. He taught that it was symbolic, a period of time in which Christ reigns spiritually through his church, while Satan is restrained, not destroyed, but bound, limited, held back from deceiving the nations as he once did. And when did this binding begin? With Christ, his victory on the cross, his resurrection, and the spread of the gospel to the nations. In other words, Satan was not allowed to stop the spread of the gospel. Before Christ, the world was in darkness, paganism ruled, idolatry dominated entire civilizations, but after Christ, everything changed. The gospel spread across the Roman Empire, kings converted, nations were baptized, and for the first time in human history, civilization itself became Christian. This period is what we call Christendom. From roughly the fall of Rome to the early modern age, the West was a world where Christ was publicly acknowledged as king. It wasn't perfect, it wasn't without sin, but it was unmistakably Christian. Laws reflected Christian morality, governments recognized the authority of God, society was ordered, however imperfectly, towards Christ. Was Satan gone? No. He was restrained, so he could no longer deceive entire civilizations the way he once did. He could no longer keep nations in total pagan darkness. The gospel had broken through. The nations had been claimed. This is exactly what St. Augustine of Hippo meant. The 1,000 years wasn't about a literal number. It was about a long, divinely appointed period of victory, a time when Christ reigns through his church in the world. This requires a preterist view of most of the book of Revelation. Most of it has already happened, at least in its primary meaning. It primarily corresponds to the Roman persecution and the conversion of the Roman Empire. That's not to say that it has no relevance to the end of days. It can be about both. In other words, history will repeat itself on a much grander scale at the end of time. But if the book of Revelation is primarily about the past and the millennial reign about Christendom, where does that leave us today? Well, towards the very end, when Satan is released for a short time. Revelation 27 says, "And when the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be loosed from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations." Revelation 23 says that he was bound till the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be loosed for a little while. Look around. What do you see? Nations abandoning Christianity, moral truth collapsing, confusion about the most basic realities of human life. Things that would have been unthinkable for centuries are now celebrated. And yes, paganism is making a comeback. This is not the world of a restrained Satan. This is the world of a released one. Christendom has collapsed, not overnight, but slowly, through revolutions, through philosophical movements, through the rejection of God in public life. One of the clearest turning points, the French Revolution, a moment when a nation, and not just any nation, but the first daughter of the church, didn't just drift from Christianity. It violently rejected it. It dethroned Christ. And it didn't stop there. Over the next few centuries, the world began to systematically dismantle Christendom, separating church and state, redefining morality, removing God from public life, until we arrive here. In a world that looks far more like pre-Christian paganism than Christian civilization. This doesn't mean Christ is lost. It doesn't mean Satan wins, because even in the book of Revelation chapter 20, after Satan is released and deceives the nations, his time is short. Christ still reigns. He is still king, and his final victory is not in question. But it does mean something important for us. We are not living at the beginning of a golden age. We are living after one. We are living in the aftermath of Christendom, in the ruins of a civilization that once acknowledged Christ as king. And that changes how we see the world, because we stop waiting for some future political utopia. We stop expecting the world to naturally become more Christian over time. Instead, we recognize the reality of where we are, a time of conflict, a time of deception. A time when the faith is no longer the foundation of society, but something we must fight to preserve. Now here's the good news. Christendom may not be over yet. Catholic prophecies from the Virgin Mary and various mystics speak of a time that will look like the end times, but God will work a miraculous reversion. All secular governments will collapse, and Christendom will rise under a great Catholic king, who will practically rule the world. The Catholic Church will be restored, and virtually everyone will be Catholic, and there will be the triumph of the Immaculate Heart and an era of peace. But it will be short-lived. Afterwards will be the great apostasy, the rise of the Antichrist, and the second coming of Christ. So it's not the end yet, or at least that's what I believe. Until my next video, God bless.